financially, we were hit terribly. The staff all had to go home. We pieced out some of them to do cleaning and stuff, but I mean, we couldn't have. We have up to 50 staff here, and you know, it's impossible to put a number on it or anything, because we can't quantify who's going to come in the door and who's not, or what they're going to order when they come in. But it was, you know, a substantial amount of money, of course. The lack of urgency, I guess, is the word. And what I'm hearing from the county councillors, they can't get any response from Irish Water. These are councillors and that have been elected.
Yeah, and Michael, is this something that has happened before? Is this a repeat occurrence?
Oh, constantly. I mean, I think the most silliest thing that I heard was the lights blinked twice last Saturday within a space of 15 or 20 minutes. And that in itself was a little bit annoying, though that we have nobody to reach out to in Irish Water. We have to call, I guess it's a call center. You know, one of the big things is communication. And like, we're telling people, well, the water's supposed to be on at 3 o'clock, or the water's supposed to be on at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We got up this morning, thanks be to God, everything seems to be back to normal. First of all, we shouldn't have been open at all